such a pretty girl. It was a refrain Nadina La Spina heard frequently in her native Sicily, and now it's the title of a book, Such a Pretty Girl, a story of struggle, empowerment, and disability. Pride, at once a story of an activist, a disabled woman in an albeit ableist world, an immigrant and a feminist, and obviously Nadina on the line to talk more. Nadina, good morning to you.
Well, good morning. I'm so happy to be on your show.
Thank you. Yes, because you do have a story to share yourself. Of course, now a prominent activist in the disability rights movement, has been, arrested countless times for civil disobedience. And I hope I'm calling you safe and sound at home.
I am safe and sound at home. I'm not in jail.
Well, so oftentimes you have to follow your heart and your passion. I'm looking forward to our conversation. Again, the title of the book, Such a Pretty Girl. Take us back to your diagnosis of polio.
Yes, I had polio when I was 16 months old. So I had, my mother told me I just started, was just starting to walk. And it was made into such a tragedy, you know, then. What I heard, the refrain, as you say, such a pretty girl, was not said, such a pretty girl. No, it was always, such a pretty girl. What a shame. What a shame. What a pity. What a shame. In fact, I started the book saying I wish that when I was 4 or 5, I wanted to be ugly. I didn't understand. As a little girl doesn't understand. I thought it was my being pretty that made people sad. Pity is so, you know, makes the person who's pitying makes them feel better. Makes them feel good that they're not like you. But it's very dehumanizing. And it, you know, I felt I had no. I was different from all the other little girls that I didn't know what my future was going to be. I didn't think I had a future.
And at what point in your life, as you continue to grow and mature, how were your teen years, where you have to battle not only carrying around such a pretty girl, but changes in life?
A big change in my life was that my father always had in what he always had in mind was to bring me to America, to the U.S., to New York specifically. He succeeded. I'm an only child, so my mother and I, he came first to get things ready, gotta make a home ready for us. And as soon as I came to the U.S., I went into the hospital for special surgery first, which is an important hospital here in New York City. Operated on. I had surgery after surgery after surgery. Quest,
sure.
and not so much to cure. My father thought they were going to cure me, but to normalize us, you know, to make us fit in. I think that was the main purpose, so that I was taught to walk with braces and crutches because walking is seen as more normal than using a wheelchair in our society.
And let me reintroduce Nadina La Spina again, Such a Pretty Girl, a story of struggle, empowerment, and disability. Pride, where you write your story, but yet you do take on this rebellion personally, politically, moving into an activist, and were you obviously defending disability rights, the disability rights movement?
I finally, yes, hooked up with the movement was just starting in the very, very early 70s. And I had heard about this young woman named Judy Heumann. I read an article in the paper that sued the Board of Education because she was denied a license to teach because she used a wheelchair. And I went to a meeting and met her and joined the organization. At the same time, I started graduate school. school. I, since I'm from Italy, it seemed like the natural thing to do, to teach Italian. And I was a big change happened when I found the movement. There's this switch in the way we were thinking, because before we were made to feel that disability was our fault almost, certainly our problem, not society's problem. So if I couldn't get into a building, it was because I couldn't walk. I was in a wheelchair. I couldn't walk. But then it turned around. I couldn't get into a building because there was no ramp. If they could only build a ramp, but then I could get into a building. Just to give you, a very simple example, and it works with any type of disability. When I first started seeing change happen, that really excited me, that here together we were fighting back. Yes. I was no longer a victim. I was a fighter. We could fight back.
You share several themes in your work, of your story of struggle, empowerment, and disability pride. So there are certainly many silver linings. You say the dream of a cure can be misguided and can keep disabled people from achieving their full potential?
The cure? Yes. Absolutely, because you don't want to put your life on hold. You want to live your life now, and have all the services and supports and the access and the equal opportunities. You want them now so that you can live your life. So waiting for this elusive cure that's not about to come, it's certainly going to hurt you. And the fact that there's so much emphasis on curing, it makes us all feel that we're no good the way we are, that we need to be fixed. And that's how I felt for many years, that I was not good the way I was. And it took me a long time. I realized a little bit at a time after I joined the movement that there's nothing I can do about my disability. Yeah. And I was okay.
Sure. Yes, Nadina, we have about a minute and a half left. What's one more take-home message you'd like us to take from such a pretty girl?
I want people to understand what ableism is, because ableism is so really in the very fabric of our society, just like sexism and racism, etc., so that people don't realize it. And I wanted to do it by showing, by making the reader understand how I felt and what ableism does, the harm that it causes us. That's the main message that I want people to get from the book.
Nice.
And that.
Yes. What's your website? Do you have a website for us?
I have a website, yes, and it's very easy. My name, NadinaLaspina.com.
Do you ever get back to Sicily?
I'm hoping to get back to Sicily. The last chapter in the book really is the trip back to Sicily, which was a very emotional trip for me, because I had memories of my childhood were painful, but I was able to find the good memories buried beneath the bad memories, and discover
nice.
The beauty of my of the place of my birth, and also I equate disability pride with the pride of being Sicilian in
Great.
My book.
Thank you. Your book is Such a Pretty Girl, A Story of Struggle, Empowerment, and Disability Pride. Nadina LaSpina, thank you very much for your time.